This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins. The timing of President Trump's getting COVID-19 is nothing short of staggering. The election is just 32 days away. And this evening, the White House says, out of an abundance of caution, the president is being taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Predicting the impact of Trump's illness on the election is not necessarily simple. For more on how some Trump supporters and members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are reacting, we are joined by WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks and WBUR's Callum Borchers. Starting with you, Anthony, in your view, what effect will this have on President Trump's campaign?
Well, it's going to have a huge effect. I mean, Trump's been arguing from the start that the end of the pandemic is right around the corner. He's been holding big rallies, as we've been hearing on NPR, with lots of people while downplaying the need to wear masks. So obviously, this news disrupts his tactics. It contradicts his message. It's a huge problem for him, not to mention the possibility that he could become very sick. So big, big problems.
Now, Callum, the 11 Democrats who represent Massachusetts in the House and Senate include some of the president's harshest critics. How are they responding today to the news that he's tested positive for the coronavirus and the White House says he has mild symptoms?
Well, many of them are wishing him a speedy recovery, Sharon, but some are also taking the president's diagnosis as a moment to reinforce public health guidance. Congressman Joe Kennedy, for example, used some strong language on Twitter, which I won't repeat here, to urge mask wearing. And others are going a step farther and blasting the president's pandemic response, even as they say get well soon. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley noted the country's high death toll, which is now over 200,000, and said, quote, it didn't have to be this way. Meanwhile, Senator Elizabeth Warren faulted the president for sometimes ignoring mask protocols and mocking people who wear them routinely, as he did in this week's debate.
Anthony, what have you learned about how local Trump supporters are reacting to this news?
Well, not surprisingly, many, many people are wishing the president and the first lady a speedy recovery as well. I spoke with Kevin O'Connor. He's the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. He's running against Ed Markey. O'Connor says he's holding out hope the president and first lady will be okay.
As you know, Anthony, my dad almost died of coronavirus, so it hit our family directly. My cousin, who was a firefighter, died a few weeks ago. And he had coronavirus. So it's very dangerous. My heart goes out to all families, including the president and the first lady, who have been touched by this.
And Sharon, I also talked with Jim Lyons, chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party. He says he doesn't think Trump should be faulted for holding those big rallies with large, mostly unmasked crowds. Here's a bit of what he said.
The president is telling us that we still have to live our lives. We do have to be careful about it. But I think to make it into a story that somehow, because the president was out, you know, reaching out to people during political rallies, somehow we should say that that was wrong. I'm not going to go down that road. I don't believe he was wrong.
Lyons also says he's praying for the president and Melania Trump.
Now, on another front, the president revealed his positive test results just hours after House Democrats passed another coronavirus relief bill. Callum, this is a more modest package than the one they passed in May, which stalled in the Senate. What do you think the president's illness does in terms of changing the prospects for this new version?
Well, Democrats are hoping that Trump's diagnosis might spark a deal, which has been elusive for months. I spoke today with Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who says she wants the president to recover quickly and then approach the pandemic with more seriousness and compassion after his firsthand experience.
We remain optimistic and we will continue to negotiate as hard as we can. And I hope the Senate will start looking that if the president of the United States can become infected, that everybody needs our help.
So Clark is hoping for a deal there, and we heard Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, say the same today. But Sharon, Republicans and Democrats are still $600 million apart in these talks. The bill that Democrats passed yesterday has a $2.2 trillion price tag, and Republicans have long said that's just too expensive.
Right. And Anthony, you alluded to this before. The Trump campaign has really been trying to direct attention away from COVID-19. But this situation clearly thrusts it, you know, pretty much unavoidably front and center. How do you see this affecting the campaign's messaging strategy?
Well, it's a huge problem for him, and it's a question that I don't think we know the answer to yet, important as it is. I mean, there's so much uncertainty right now, beginning with the biggest question, the president's health. We don't know if he will worsen or how quickly he will recover. And until we do, I think it's going to be very difficult to talk about campaign messaging. You know, that said, Senate candidate Kevin O'Connor says, assuming that Trump recovers, maybe this could even help him.
My perception is that people like and respect candidates who are resourceful, who adapt in the face of challenges, as we all have to do in our lives.
But O'Connor stresses it's really not clear at all at this point how this will affect the campaign. And Sharon, there's really no doubt that what this does do is inject all kinds of uncertainty into a campaign that was already overloaded with uncertainty.
Okay, then. Final thought from each of you. What are you watching for in the coming days?
Well, I think Democrats need to be careful here. I mean, Trump getting COVID may reflect poorly on his handling of the pandemic and reinforce an argument that Democrats have been making for months. But they also probably don't want to be perceived as reveling in the president's illness, which could backfire on them politically.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'm watching how Joe Biden responds to news about the president. Biden's doctor says he's tested negative for coronavirus. He campaigned in Michigan today. But as Callum suggested, he too has to find a way to continue his campaign for the White House while not appearing to run roughshod over what is a very serious situation for the president and the first lady.
WBUR's Callum Borchers and Anthony Brooks, thank you.
Glad to be with
My
you.
My pleasure.